The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
No way you can get enough of me.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
There are moments in life when you just want to know who you are. It's not that you're lost, it's that there's a feeling you have, that something is changing. You don't know what, but something is about to change. Who you are doesn't feel so solid anymore. What used to do it for you last year isn't getting it anymore. What used to satisfy you last year isn't touching it anymore. What used to be comfortable and familiar doesn't feel easy anymore. It's starting to get heavy. It's starting to look like a distraction. You're not sure, but there's a feeling you have that some old habits might have to change. You're not sure, but you're starting to realize that how you spend your time might have to change. You're not really sure, but you're almost convinced that some friends might have to go. That feeling, that's the beginning of one of the realest things there is in life. That's the beginning of a trip that will test you and pull you into parts of yourself you didn't even know existed. It's the beginning of a thing called growth. It's something we all need. It's a requirement for life, and all of us get at it in different ways. Growth is what keeps life going. It's the reason we arrive at a new year and everybody has a new resolution, something they want to add to get better at, something they want to grow. I'm going to get in shape. How many times have you heard that before? I'm going to discover my worth and treat myself better. How many times have you thought that before? But do you realize that within the first 2 weeks of making a New Year's resolution, 95% of the people who said they would, who committed to it, they break that resolution. 95%, that's high. Growth isn't easy. Growth is not a walk in the park. Growth is hard. It's not easy waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to work out. It's difficult going back to school, trying to earn a degree you should have earned 11 years ago. Holding down 3 kids, a job you can't afford to lose. It's difficult trying to confront all the issues of your past because you want something more for your future. Growth is change, and change is the one thing that terrifies as much as it excites. It's the one thing that is hoped for as much as it's despised. It's the one thing that people ask for and in the same breath reject. Change is inevitable. Change is terrifying, but change is all there is. Nobody gets to be 3 years old forever. People come, people go. You have it today, you lose it tomorrow. Try all you want, but you can't stop it. It happens regardless. And that's it. The real hang-up. You have no control over it. And that's terrifying. You see, growth, that's the authentic, that's the spontaneous nature of growth. It just happens. And sometimes you don't feel prepared for it. You can feel something about to change, but you don't feel prepared. When you don't feel prepared, let me ask you this. What do you whisper to yourself? Can I really do this? Can I really divorce this person? Can I live without them? What have you told yourself because you didn't feel ready? I'm too old to go back to school. I've been doing this for 30 years. I can't change now. What do you believe because you don't feel you're ready? You don't feel you have what it takes? You may not know this, but growth is automatic. It's built into nature. And believe it or not, it actually has a formula. A mathematical formula that describes spontaneous, efficient growth. Nature's code. The golden section. Fibonacci sequence. It's a growth pattern you see everywhere in nature. It's in plants. You cut a banana in half, and it's there. You see it in snail shells. It even describes the way your hair grows. Cut off all your hair and watch it grow back. There's a spiral that forms the crown of your head that describes that growth. Growth is spontaneous. It happens by itself. It happens because it has to. It happens because it must. Your problem is that you think you have to design it. You believe you have to prepare it. But the truth is, all you have to do is move. All you have to do is act.
The truth is, all you have to do is move. All you have to do is act. Great morning, Grinders. Great morning. Live from Atlanta, Georgia. Great to have all of you on the show. You know what? Look over at somebody, call somebody up and tell them I can make
it. Don't you know that I can make it?
Yeah.
tell somebody this morning that I can make it. You know what? Better yet, tell them you can make it. We want to talk about some things this morning, guys. But first and foremost, we want to say welcome, welcome to The Grind this morning. We are in the fair city of Atlanta, Georgia, down here at what's known as the history-making event of Total Life Changes, making history here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Cobb Energy Center. If you hadn't heard about it, you better jump on social media, ask somebody about it. You definitely don't want to miss it. Grab your ticket, grab somebody, bring them down. You definitely don't want to hear about the company that's doing some amazing things around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, changing lives all over the place. This is a special TLC edition of The Grind. Ladies and gentlemen, we want everybody to be able to benefit and hear about some things that this amazing company has going on, about some amazing products that's happening and changing people's lives inside and out. So ladies and gentlemen, I want to jump right into this because, you know, I'm going to talk about some things this morning that people don't really want to talk about. As always, heck, this is The Grind. That's what we do. We're going to talk about things that other people aren't going to talk about, things that other people are going to take for granted. But you know what? We're going to do it tastefully. And when we do it, we're going to make sure we bridge some gaps and we are able to help some people do some things that they weren't ordinarily able to do. But first and foremost, I want to introduce everybody to my amazing co-host, Ms. Pam McCray. Ms. Pam McCray, are you on The Grind with us this morning?
Yes, I am on The Grind. Great morning, great morning, everybody. We are excited, fired up about what is about to take place here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And I can tell you, I'm excited about this call because it's all because of these products, you know, really, really our health being changed and really being able to create wealth around the entire world. So hello to all, excited to be on the show this morning and even more excited about the lives that will be changed as a result of this amazing event and the lives that are being changed as a result of simply making a decision that our health is definitely our wealth. So hello to everybody out there.
All right, all right. The one, the only millionaire mompreneur, Ms. Pam McCray. Live on The Grind with it this morning. You know, guys, I hope you have that cup of coffee, that coffee that's going to give you that good, warm feel on the inside and make you smile this morning, because if you're like me, then you definitely can't smile until you have your cup of coffee, as messed up as that is. I need my coffee in the morning before I grind, and, you know, Total Life Changes has an amazing coffee called the Cafe Delgada. We call it a slimming coffee, which, you know, Delgada means slimming, so an amazing coffee that helps you regulate your weight, as well as tastes great, and you're able to get that smile on your face. So hopefully you got your cup of Delgada coffee this morning, and we want to get in to talk about some things this morning. But before I do that, hold on one second. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I had to do some quick housekeeping there. So you know, we want to get in to talk about, you know, you, your health, and your wealth, you know, and we want to be able to do that in a timely manner, but we know that when you talk about somebody's health and their wealth, Pam, it's kind of a touchy thing. It sounds good on the outside, but when you start talking about it, you know, people get kind of touchy, you know. So what I want to do is I'm going to bring out some things on this show, and it's going to step on some toes. It's going to make some people a little upset, but you know what? Sometimes you much rather hurt a person's feelings as opposed to harming their future. And, you know, this show was created so that we can bridge some gaps. And every gap's not pretty. You know, some gaps are short. Some gaps are, you know, you can barely make it over. Some gaps you just need some assistance to get over. You know, so the intention of this show is to bridge gaps no matter how large or how wide those gaps are. We can start to help bridge that gap, even if it's just a spark. You know, it could just be the spark that helps you start bridging that gap, you know, but you got to have the spark before the fire. So you, your health, and your wealth, you know, when you ask people what they value most, Pam, their health or their wealth, you know, what's the answer that you get, you know, most of the time?
Well, you know what, I would have to say that it's unfortunate, but people put more emphasis on the wealth aspect and the financial aspect of life, not paying so much attention to being healthy. And it's unfortunate, but it's kind of what society has geared us to kind of grow up thinking. I'm hearing an echo, so I don't know if anybody else is hearing that. But it's kind of what society has geared us to the way of thinking, you know, where we're always getting up and our minds, you know, mindset is always to have more in life as far as financially, to get out of debt and to end the financial struggle, not paying attention to our health. And so the health kind of takes not the forefront, but the back end of the situation, not realizing that, you know, in order to really have wealth in life, because wealth is not just about financing, but in order to have the completeness and the greatness of God and to become all that He's created us to be, it starts with the way that we feel. It starts with us living that healthy lifestyle. It starts with us, you know, realizing that our body is the temple of God and we got to take care of it in order to have everything that we desire in life. So unfortunately, you know, society and the things that it has put out there, it's very easy to not take care of ourselves, and it's also very easy to end up with all kinds of illnesses and situations in life as far as our body because of what society gears it to be.
Right, right. So the answer that you typically get is the wealth piece, and there are a lot of different, you know, it's really a mixed bag of responses that you're going to get, you know, when you start talking about a person's health and their wealth. They're two touchy situations, but, you know, most are concerned, as you said, Pam, with their wealth because, you know, they feel as if they can buy their health with the wealth, you know. But there are those that say, my health is more important because I can't ignore my health until I get wealthy enough to eat right. And we're going to use that phrase, eat right, okay, until I get healthy enough to eat right, you know. But there are those that say, I can change my eating habits right now and be healthy when I get wealthy. So there are some words that I just used. I omitted one, but I want to touch on those words, you know, like healthy, wealthy, you know, diet, you know, eating right, eating habits. When you start talking about stuff like that, people start to get a little antsy because, you know, you heard the audio say it's time to change. You know, the only thing that's void of change, people want to change. People want to do the right thing in most cases, but there's no action that goes with the desire. So the actual act of changing what you do in order to change what you are and who you are, how you feel, and things of that nature is the action that you need to put forth. So when you start, you know, breaking down what these words really mean, you know, because their effectiveness is dependent upon the context in which you use them in. But when you start talking about healthy, people start thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I got to eat Brussels sprouts and I got to eat green beans and I just got to eat a whole bunch of flavorless food. And it's just going to be so bland. Oh my gosh, my life is going to be so boring. I just can't do it because I got to have my this or I got to have my that. So, but we know healthy is, you know, your physical well-being, right? What and who you are physically inside, get this, and outside. What and who you are physically inside and outside, all right? So if you're writing this down, this is a good note-taking time. If you want to write this down, then write it down because I think it's important that we know how to differentiate between these words that I'm going to bring out, because when we know what the words really mean, then we can effectively apply them to our lives, right? So we know that the healthy piece isn't that piece that says you got to just eat green beans and Brussels sprouts and all of the what we call whole foods that we get in the store, the foods that we really can't say we can't afford. You know, I can't go to Whole Foods or I can't go here and I can't buy that and yada, yada, yada. So we make those excuses. So healthy is your physical well-being inside and out, right? What you do and how you do your anything to your body inside and out. So wealthy, on the flip side of that, wealthy. All right. Your financial well-being. Really, let's just do how the millionaires do it and how the billionaires do it. How you look on paper, you know, how the multiple thousandaires do it, 100, whatever you want to call them, the wealthy people, because they're different levels of wealth. How do you look on paper? You know, just having money. How do you look on paper? if you got $100 or if you got $100 million, how do you look on paper? You know, I heard a rapper saying a song, I think it was Jay-Z. I've heard it quite a few times. He said, you know, I've never seen an ugly billionaire. He says, heck, I'm cute. You know, when you got money, you know, it's hard for people to look, you know, for people to get stuck on what they see on the outside because, you know, you look good on paper. Heck, I heard Steve Harvey say, you know what, I'm cute at the bank. He said, I may have big lips and, you know, I may look kind of funny. He said, but I'm cute at the bank. You know, they smile at me at the bank. I look good on paper. So everybody, you know, looks good when, you know, the wealthier you are, they say, you know, the better you look. So I just wanted to throw that in. I thought that was funny. But nonetheless, your financial well-being, how you look on paper. Now, here's the word I'm going to bring out that people don't like. Diet. You start talking about diet to a people, instantly you see that shift in their eyes. You see them, that mentally they check out. All right, because diet means what you put in your body, good or bad. Some of you didn't know that you can have a bad diet or you can have a good diet. You know, there are all different sorts of, you know, different facets of these words I'm talking about, but we're only dealing with your health and your wealth right now. You can have a diet for a whole bunch of other crap too, but it doesn't matter. We're talking about health and wealth this morning, right? So your diet is what you put in your body, good or bad. And here's one that I love, all right, eating habits. Somebody asks you, what are your eating habits? You know, what is it's almost the same as your diet, all right, but it's how you develop your diet. Your eating habits are how you develop your diet, good or bad, all right, good or bad. So the diet is what you put in your body, good or bad. The habits that you create are how you develop that, is how you develop that diet. Right. So there are various types of habits that define who and what you are. Right. And even who you are becoming or who you will become. So your habits are really what define your health, your wealth, your diet, your eating habits. That's what defines it. So when we look at eating habits, we can also look at your financial habits as well. We want to talk about your health and your wealth this morning on the show. And if we're able to tie the two together, then you can take them in tandem as opposed to taking one without the other. You know, if you want to get healthy, then getting healthy allows you to, you know, you're on your road to being wealthy, whatever level of wealth you want to have. While you're on the road to being wealthy, now you're taking care of your health. That means now once you get to the desired level of wealth, now you're healthy enough to spend that money, as opposed to the flip side of that being, if I can just get the money until I get to my desired level. Some people will say, well, when I get to be a millionaire, when I get to, you know, when I can get half a million, or when I can, you know, get 100,000 in my bank account, then I'm going to consider myself to be wealthy and I'm going to start eating right then. Then I can afford to eat right, right? You know, I've seen people say, you know, I can't eat right, you know, because of this and because of that. It's too expensive. I mean, there are various types of excuses, you know, but there are also various types of habits that define who and what you become. So, you know, I've heard so many different reasons why a person can't do a certain thing, right? Why it's hard for a person to make a decision to care about what goes inside of their body. I've heard a lot of different reasons. And Pam, I know with you being, you know, I know that you have an amazing testimony, you know, on the ISOT, just one of the products that you have a testimony on, but, you know, you have an amazing testimony on the ISOT, which is one of the products that Total Life Changes offers. And that product is a detox tea. So that detox tea is able to clean your body out and allow your body to function the right way. And there's some stuff inside of your body that people don't know is in there. So I know you have an amazing testimony on the ISOT. And, you know, what I really want you to share with everybody that's listening in today is exactly, you know, just the practicality of what you had to do to get the stuff out of your body so that your body can start functioning, you know, properly. You know, just the practicality of it.
Absolutely. But you know what? I just want to back this thing up just for a minute before I even get into the IHOT, because I'm listening to you as you're talking about the whole health aspect and the excuses that people make. And I know that this is the realest show ever. And so I want to just take that thing back because, you know, I used to be that person. I used to be that person that, and I know that there's some people listening in on this line this morning that can relate to that. Because I used to feel that way, like, okay, I want to eat healthy, but, you know, we can't really afford to buy the healthy food. And so, you know, when I would go to the grocery store and go shopping for us as a family, I would end up bringing, I know you used to always be on me, why are you bringing all this junk food into the house? But that was my thinking, even though I grew up in an atmosphere, you know, where my parents did put emphasis on healthy eating and different eating habits. And literally, you know, I was able to watch my dad go to a raw diet, and from going on a raw diet to literally beat prostate cancer. But yet, my mindset was like, okay, we can't afford this. And I think that, you know, a lot of it has to do with what do we put emphasis and what do we put value into? Because at that time, I didn't value my health like I value it today. I didn't realize that, you know what, if I don't begin to do the things necessary for myself and for us as a family, and to be able to, you know, instead of buying all this junk food, instead of taking the kids through a fast food window all the time, and start to begin to prepare meals that were, you know, on the healthier side, that, you know, eventually we would pay for it. So I think, too, you know, a lot of times because we don't put the value on it as a society, we're always reactive instead of being proactive, and we end up doing things at the end of the road instead of in the beginning of the road, and then we end up paying for it later on down the road. So I just wanted to kind of point that out because I know somebody on this listening in this morning is saying and feeling that way, and I know that was me. I didn't value my health. Mm-hmm. I didn't like to exercise. I didn't like any of this until I began to realize the importance of it. So I just wanted to point that out this morning, just being real, because that was us. That was me not too long ago.
What I want to do is, and you're right, glad you did back that up, because, you know, you're absolutely right. When you're looking at, you know, what the excuses are that people make to not eat healthy, and you start, it's just certain words that you use, you know, when you say eat healthy, you know, people check out when you say certain things mentally. And if a person checks out on you mentally, it really doesn't matter what else you say after that. So when you start saying eating healthy, a person's gone. But when you say things like, you know, let's change, you know, our buying habits, so let's change our eating habits, you know, and people, just as things happen, you know, in life to people in their bodies, it didn't happen overnight. So you're not going to change it overnight. So when you start to tell a person that, hey, look, you just can go cold turkey and you just got to stop everything, people check out right there. Unless you're the person with the super strong resolve and says, you know, I can do this, I can stop. There are people like that, but the vast majority of people are going to say, well, you know what, I just can't stop doing this or I can't stop doing that. Now, there are some things that you definitely need to stop right away, right? I mean, there are things you got to stop right away, but there's certain words you need to say, you know, changing, you know, your eating habits or changing your buying habits. You know, what aisles, as you said, Pam, what aisles are you going down in the grocery store? We talked about there's one aisle on the, this, and you guys know that this aisle got bigger and bigger and longer, because what happens is they made it even a little wider. This aisle has all of the confectionate sugar type cakes on it, the sugars, all the ding dongs and cut. I don't even know what they call them anymore, because we don't even go down that aisle anymore. All of the breads and all of those foods that have the high, you know, the high carbs and cholesterol, all of that stuff with the sugar in it, that's really giving us a lot of the diseases that we have today. They make that aisle look so attractive. You know, it's like it's like in cahoots with the doctors. Let me just say it the way it is. they're trying to kill us, y'all. They're trying to kill us. And they here's the reality. They'll tell you, no, I'm not trying to kill you. I just know you like this. And because you like it, let me tell you something. People don't care if you like it or not. If they know that there are people that are consuming it, if it's a dirt sandwich, they will package a dirt sandwich up nicely, make it look good, make it sound good. And if you and people are buying it, they will sell it. I think people get hung up on Pam thinking people that are selling this stuff to us have our best interest at hand. If you really look at the company,
oh, absolutely
like
Coca-Cola, not.
Yeah, if you look at like Coca-Cola, look at Pepsi, and look at all of these different, you know, companies now, they're going to like cane sugar alternatives for their drinks now. So what is that? It doesn't look profound or awesome to me when I say now they're using cane sugar. They must care. What was happening decades before? What were you using in the Coca-Cola decades before that made you feel, okay, now we want a healthier alternative? Sounds like to me there should be some lawsuits because y'all been killing us for years. And now all of a sudden we're going to switch to the healthy aspect. So why not have the mindset to figure out that all of the man-made stuff is the stuff that's killing us, because that's not the stuff that God intended to be inside of our bodies to react naturally with our bodies. And see, this is pissing some people off right now because some people are saying, you know what, I mean, I love me a good Coke. I love me a good Pepsi. And we rationalize so many different ways as to why we should drink or eat what we eat. And see, so let me let some people off the hook here, okay? Nobody, there is no such thing as the perfect diet. There is no such thing as the perfect body. There's no such thing as that. Everything is flawed. Nothing is perfect. You know, nobody's telling you that because I want to let you guys off the hook, because this is the same thing that has been keeping you on the hook the whole time, and you run from it because you think that you have to do something drastic and change your life drastically to eat healthy. Well, you've destroyed your body over all of these years. So now you need to get on the road to trying to repair, help your body help you. So what's on the inside always manifests itself on the outside, right? So when we're putting certain things in our bodies, we just need to be more conscious about what it is. And one of the things that you just heard Pam mention, you know, we stop going down that aisle altogether. The cart doesn't even go down that aisle anymore. All right, and here's the thing. We think our kids need this stuff because it's not our kids in a lot of cases. We buy it with the kids as the excuse, but we're eating that stuff too. And we think that, hey, you know, our kids, you know, they're young. Why would we poison our kids at a young age and grow them up with poisonous bodies? So what we're learning is that, you know, what's natural is great. And there's even some stipulations to that. But, you know, I don't want to scare anybody, but you guys need to know that, you know what, I do want to scare you. I do want to scare you because you need to know that the things you're putting inside of your body weren't meant to be there, and they're damaging the inside of your body. And eventually it's going to manifest itself on the outside, and then you're going to have to be reactive as opposed to proactive. And now you want to be able to create that wealth. And there's the journey to creating the wealth. If you're unhealthy, it's hard sometimes to even create the wealth because you don't have the fire, the willpower. You don't have the healthy well-being to really go out and do the things that you want to do the way you want to do them. Mm. So you're looking at, now you're looking at the wealthy piece. You're going to say, I'm going to do what I do until I get wealthy. Or you're going to say, I'm going to start eating right now. It may be something as simple as, you know what, I'm going to cook these green beans and I'm not going to use salt. I'm going to use, you know, the herbs from the ISOT. I've seen that before. The food, I'm going to use some of the NutriBullet. You make a healthy alternative. You say, well, you know, that could be expensive. Well, when you're sitting in the doctor and the doctor's telling you that you have to buy this medication and that medication, and now you can no longer eat this, and by the way, you got to come in and get this treatment and that treatment, that's far more expensive than it would have been on the journey to eating right, as opposed to when you get to that point when they tell you that now you have to spend all of this money to get healthy now. But right. the same people that have been poisoning you and getting you unhealthy are now going to turn around and pass the profit over to the people that are going to try to get you healthy now. So it's just they're bouncing you around from person to person, milking you dry financially. And when you think you're getting ahead, you're really not. You're falling further and further behind. We've got men that are passing away at the age of 50 and 60 now, sometimes 40-something, passing away. Why? Because of the diet, because of their eating habits, because they didn't make the healthy choice. They didn't change their mindset. The act was never there. The intentions were noble, but the act was never there. But we always say, Pam, you've heard me say the phrase, you know, I used to be a slave to my taste buds. And being a slave to your taste buds, that means everything that you put in your mouth hits your tongue first, which is where, you know, millions of taste buds are. And if it tastes good, then we assume that it is good. And a lot of people will say, you know what, I don't like the way it tastes. It has taste. It has no taste. But loosely translated, that saying, it has no taste, so therefore I don't like the way it tastes. I need to taste what I eat. That's habit. That's how we programmed our taste buds, our mind to think. So if it doesn't taste good, then it must not be good. So ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody on the line to really understand my heart and what's being said here, because we've been making so many decisions for our lives physically and financially that are slowly destroying our lives. And instead of us making the right decisions, we make excuses to make the wrong decisions. And when we do that, we not only hurt ourselves, we hurt the people that depend on us that are around us. So in order to change, it has to start with you changing your mindset and understanding that there's going to be a transition period, right? The sweets, the alcohol, the salty foods, you know, as I said, there's no perfect diets. Everybody cheats. It's the frequency that you cheat in that hurts. The cheating on the diet, okay? The cheating on the diet, nobody uses in their relationship, okay? Just don't work the same way, all right? So I want y'all to understand that. Don't say, hey, you know, Nate said that everybody cheats. I didn't say that, all right? I said that when you're eating, your eating habits, everybody's going to cheat a little bit. You got some people that are going to, you know what, every now and then, you know, I may want me a little piece of hard candy. Here's the difference. When you're the person that takes the majority of their life to be concerned about what they're putting inside of their bodies, you spend the time, 95% of the time, 96, 97, whatever the number is that you can palate. For me, I think it's a 98.2%. 2% of the time, I'm probably going to do things that I probably should not put in my body. I love to have me a cocktail. I'm going to tell you, this is the realest show ever. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I love to have me a cocktail. But the frequency that I do that in is way further and in between than I used to. So I made a decision not to do it as often, right? So when I'm changing my body from the inside out, I'm using the TLC products that we have that I know works. What's going on the inside, I'm trusting that it's working. So therefore, I know my body is changing, not just because I know, but because I feel it. I feel the energy coming back. I can feel myself being more alert. So now you know your body's being changed. So now if you put in the work, now you get the opportunity every now and then to cheat. You know, yeah, Pam knows I used to love sweets. I used to love to eat, you know, when she could make a red velvet cake and I would eat the whole stuffing cake and hide it from the rest of the family. You know, they're like, where's the cake today? It's in this cabinet. It's in that cabinet. I'm hiding it. But, you know, she can make a red velvet cake today. And as much as I love it, you know, I may eat one or two slices of it, three at the most, you know, and they're very thin slices. But how can I do that? That because I work very hard on, and I'm very conscious about what I put inside of my body 98% of the time. So that's what I mean when I say everybody cheats a little bit. You have to flip-flop that thing. You can't be, I eat bad 98% of the time, and then I eat good 2% of the time, because that equation is not going to change your body fast enough to outrun, you know, Father Time. It because we've done what we've done to our body over the term of 30, 40, 50 years. Now we need to flip-flop that equation and say, you know what? I have to make a conscious decision that I'm going to make a sacrifice to eat right, and I have to make a conscious decision that I'm going to make a sacrifice to take care of my finances better because I don't have much time left. And that's just reality. We can say whatever we want to say, but when we're poisoning our bodies with the stuff that man says is good for us, and then they turn around and say, oh, by the way, we've changed that, so now it's healthier for you. No, take the IER off and just put the Y on the end, so now it's healthy for you, because it wasn't healthy for you in the beginning, because they were forced to change the formula because they were exposed. So now they're being reactive instead of proactive. So you get it. So all of the companies that are giving us the healthy stuff get that bad rap, right? They're saying, you know, well, that the food is healthy, so it's costing you that, so you can't buy that. I'm just going to buy this Coke. It tastes better anyway. I'm just going to buy this, you know, these oatmeal pies. They taste better anyway. That cream filling on the inside, oh, man, when I break that Oreo cookie open and I lick that filling off the inside and then eat the cookie afterwards, man, that is the best thing ever. Your body can't use any of that. So what's it do? It turns it into fat, stores it for energy. Well, maybe they'll use this another time. And it never gets used because most people have a sedentary life. So guys, you know, I just want to bring the awareness, you know, to people. I know that this is going to, you know, this is really going to, you know, shock some people. And it's going to make some people mad because now they're saying, you know, Nathan McCray is telling me I can't eat this or I can't eat that. I'm not telling you that you can't do anything. You're a grown person. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm just bringing enlightenment to you to tell you that what's happening is not what should be happening. So Pam, I know we have some. Go ahead, Pam.
No, because you know what? And even along that same line, too, with you, you know, educating on, you know, on all of that, think about the things, too, that we desire in life. Like, that goes hand in hand with the fact that, you know, we want to be healthy, right? We want to be our ideal, you know, look the way that we want to look. And that's what we come into play, too, with these health and wellness products that we have in our hand, because a lot of times we desire to have that body and to have that look and to feel great every morning. But yet we get up and we do the things that are actually going against the very things that we desire by allowing ourselves to put the unhealthy things into our body. And so, you know, that's what I love so much about what we do here at Total Life Changes with these phenomenal products, because the products definitely help, but yet you still got to have that mindset that, you know what, I'm going to do something different in order to have something different, which means you may start off with the IA protein, right, which is the product that changed my life a little over two years ago by sipping on, you know, this little cup of tea that's all herbal and it's a detox tea, and I was able to drop 20 pounds in 31 days and began to feel great. And it's amazing how, you know, when we begin to take care of our bodies, the things that, you know, may be affecting us, the way we may be feeling as you're detoxing, you begin to feel better. But yet what I had to realize too at that time that, okay, I am losing this weight. My mindset began to change as far as my eating habits. So a lot of times people ask me too, okay, well, do I have to change my eating habits? That's amazing to me. When you introduce health and when you
first thing, that's the
weight
first
loss,
thing.
Right. That's the first thing that people ask. Do I have to eat differently? Do I have to exercise? It's crazy how the world thinks and how society thinks, you know, as far as taking care of our bodies and realizing that, you know what, if we don't take care of ourselves, well, I mean, we're not going to be here long. We're not even going to be able to live out the fullness of God and all that he's created us to be if we don't take care of our bodies. But that's amazing to me. That is always the first question. But my mindset began to shift. Have I been perfect? Absolutely not. Because even though my mindset began to shift and I began to, you know, pay attention to the things that I was eating more salads, eating more healthier foods, not going through those drive-thrus as much and things of that nature, I still had that issue, you know, with sweets. I still loved me some salt and vinegar potato chips, you know, like time and time and time and time again. My hot tamales, my Swedish fish, my spice drops, those were my three favorite. But then I began to realize, okay, I can't continue to do these things, you know, and put this nonsense into my body. And it's amazing how after just making that decision and really taking the time to detox my body and changing my eating habits, now taking our products and creating me smoothies in the mornings, I've been able to, you know, cut out all of that nonsense. My body doesn't even crave the sugars like it used to crave. And as a matter of fact, now if I just decide to, you know, to have me a little piece of candy or something, it goes immediately to my head with a headache because my body's not used to that. So, you know, I think that's very important, too, that we have to realize that, you know, we want the things in life, we desire the things in life, but in order to really have the results and to have that fullness and to really take back our health, you know, our products, they definitely work. But it's still a mindset, it's a mental shift that you got to get yourself to because, you know, you start off with the tea, you start to add, you know, all these other amazing products like the NutriBurst, which is something that we added on down the line, and the NRG, and I can just go on and on with the different products
Let's talk about those three, the trifecta. Because, you know, these three products alone, and it's a process, Pam. Anything that you do in life really is a process, and you create that habit for it. But just the same way we created the habit to eat the wrong way, we can turn that thing around and start to create the right habits. And this is how we do it with what we call the trifecta. And Pam is right. You know, there are so many amazing products that Total Life Changes has. You know, a ton of amazing products. These three we feel are the staple of the company because these three start to right the ship. You can't sail a ship that's upside down. It's eventually going to fall to the bottom. So in order to start righting that ship, you know, you need to use these three products, which is the ISOT, the detox. I call it changing the oil. Then you take the NutriBurst and you put new fresh oil in with that. You start changing the oil, you know, on a daily basis, flushing all of the bad stuff out. And the NRG is going to give you more energy. And there's a lot more that these three products do. But in a nutshell, you're looking at basically giving yourself, changing your fluids, and now your energy level is going to go up and it's going to be assisted with the NRG. So when that happens, you start feeling better, you know, so your energy level is going up. Now you start thinking clearer. Now it becomes easier. Now your body is in that mindset that, you know what, I need to start eating, making better choices. I need to start making better choices, you know, financially. It's the spark that starts the fire. Then you start looking at the other products, you know, that we have. But these three products here, Pam, okay, the ISOT, the NutriBurst, and the NRG are the three products that really, really put that super spark and create the fire in people's lives. And, you know, tell them about the ISOT, Pam.
Oh, the ISOT is everything. and there's really no excuse, you know. You know, that's our flagship product, all herbal, 9 herbs. And basically what the ISOT is going to do is a detox tea. It's not a weight loss tea, first and foremost. But what happens is a lot of times the weight that we're retaining in our bodies is because of the toxins and some people even have parasites and from the nonsense that we're putting into our bodies, just from the air that we breathe. A lot of times people don't even realize that your body can be toxic just from breathing, you know, air every time we wake up or while we're breathing in the atmosphere. But that tea is nothing short of phenomenal. It's simply going to go in and cleanse out our body. And as a result of the cleansing and the detoxing, weight loss is a byproduct. And so you simply, you know, you drink it twice a day with lunch and dinner. Some people drink it 3 times a day, but you drink it with lunch and dinner, follow the directions. Flagship product known to help a person to lose 5 pounds in 5 days. I'm a living witness because I remember when I began to drink this tea, I lost about 6 pounds in actually, I want to say 3 days. On the product. So it began to happen very quickly for me. And, you know, there's testimonies after testimonies of people really just saying, you know what, let me begin to detox. Let me begin to take back my health. And they start off with that ISOT and begin to, you know, take back their health in that aspect. So this is a product that's helping a lot of people, not making any medical claims, but it's helping a lot of people who may, for whatever reason, be dependent upon prescription drugs, because the world is looking for a way to get off of those prescription drugs. I literally watched my mother decline as a result of the prescription drugs that these doctors had, you know, had her on, you know, time and time again, taking on drug after drug after drug after drug. And we don't realize that these drugs, you know, they only put a Band-Aid on the situation. As a matter of fact, what they do is they end up taking that situation to the next level with us not realizing it. So when we put more emphasis on looking for healthy alternative ways, which is what TLC is, which is what our company does, then you begin to feel great. You begin to eliminate those toxins, because those prescription drugs are toxins, more toxins that we're putting into our body. And you begin to really take back your health. So the IESOT, I absolutely love. Can't leave home without it. Got here in Atlanta, Georgia, with the instant IESOT. So there's really no excuse. When you make a decision, you're going to do what's necessary in order to take back your health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and it's funny you say that, because, you know, one of the first questions, you know, I say, gave the guy, you know, on the Uber ride over here. And it was funny because, you know, I was waiting on, you know, when we started talking about the tea, I was waiting on that question that you just said, you know, do I have to change my appetite? And boom, it came right away. You know, do I have to change the way I eat? People are so concerned about what they eat because, you know, it tastes so good to them. They don't understand that it's hurting them. So they put forth that effort to ask, well, do I have to change? So let me just be practical. Let me tell you guys exactly, but this is the realest show ever. Okay. When people ask that, all right, I want to say, you know, when you look at what the IESOT does, okay, it's a detox. All right. If you went to change your oil, all right, and they changed your oil, and now you've got a clean oil in your car. Then all of a sudden you went and said and got that bad oil back and poured it in the top of the good oil. So now every day you got to change your oil every day. Will the detox tea detox you every day? Absolutely. It's going to detox you whenever you drink it. But get this, you're going to have to do that every day. Now, what if you decided to take control and say, you know what, not only am I going to do this detox tea and detox my body every day, because if you detox your body every day and then put the same stuff back on top of it, then you're not going to see as much of a gain. You're not going to see as much weight loss as you would want to see. What people want you to tell them is that you can take this, you can drink this detox, this IESOT, and you can lose 100 pounds, you know, in 6 months. They want to tell you that. But the reality is that's not how it works. The reality is when you detox your body, you're detoxing it for a reason. There's stuff in there that shouldn't be in there. So you don't want to keep putting the same bad crap back on top of it, especially if you're looking to lose, you know, weight. If you're looking to lose 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, whatever it is, you don't want to keep just putting the bad stuff back in on top, because you're just maintaining what you already have now, right? So if you're a person on the line, you're really going to do something different, then that's how you do it. You get out what you put in. So you change your eating habits, and you gradually do that by cutting out the things that you know in your heart are bad for you, okay? And then you take
cut
that NutriBurst. Cut it out. Then you take that NutriBurst and you start putting the 72 minerals, the 19 amino acids, the whole food greens and the fruits and all the fruits that you need, your body needs on a daily basis with just a tablespoon. You start taking that every day. You know, if you know people like I know, they're taking, you know, one or two capfuls a day. You know, because it's got everything they need, and they lead a more energetic lifestyle. You know, they work out, so they're using those vitamins and minerals. So you're taking that, and you're continually giving your body what it needs now, because your body is going to continue to turn on that switch, that lever that says eat, as long as it's not getting the vitamins and minerals that it needs. So that's why you keep eating, because you're not giving it foods that are rich in nutrition to feed your organs. So it keeps telling you that you're hungry. But the NutriBurst is going to be able to give your body what it needs. And now that little switch can be clicked off now that says, I'm hungry. So now you're going to notice that you're going to start losing weight from taking the NutriBurst. You've cleaned yourself out. Now you're losing weight from the NutriBurst. And now you've also added the NRG, which is going to speed up your metabolism, help you burn more fat, give you more energy to burn that fat. And as that happens, you're going to notice you're going to lose 300 plus calories a day just by taking the NRG. That's why these are the three staples in what we do, and people around the world are benefiting from, you know, just these three products alone. We're not even talking about the chaga that goes in and seeks out disease and starts to eradicate it. We're not even talking about the chewy that actually helps you build that lean muscle mass, the same food that the astronauts use when they go into space. You've never seen any heavy set astronauts because they're on a diet of spirulina, pure spirulina powder. That's what our tachui is. And people are asking me, Pam, they say, how are you able, you know, to not gain fat and just gain muscle mass? Because I take tachui. It helps you create that lean right. muscle mass because you're giving your muscles exactly what it needs to grow. So we're not, and we haven't even got
it. And you need to point out, the fact that you drink the IA protein. See, that's another reason why people are missing it when they think it's a weight loss tea. You drink the IA protein. So,
yeah, and I don't need to drop a pound. I drink the ISO tea at least three times a day, and I don't need to drop a pound. I'm 6'2", 185. I'm at a great weight for me now. I feel great. I dropped the fat that I had on my body, which you can show. You see the more muscle now and more striation simply because I'm drinking the ISO tea. I don't drink it to lose weight. I drink it to stay healthy, to keep my body flushed out, to keep my body detoxed. So am I losing, is it shrinking me down to nothing? Absolutely not, because I'm working out at home at least three times a day. I really am. I do an ab challenge in the morning. Pam and I both do. We do abs in the morning, even if it's not a challenge. We do abs at home, and we get up in the midday, we do something. Yeah, we do something. Even we just move our bodies. You don't have to have a gym. You get at home and do whatever you need to do. Just do something, and your body will get into that metabolic state. And next thing you know, the weights just start to fall off. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it requires you to make a decision. And we can go on and on and on talking about TLC and these amazing products that we have, you know, but the reality is, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have to get off this call and go and enjoy, you know, our international convention here in Atlanta, Georgia at the Cobb Energy Center. You know, we hope you guys have gotten some value out of what we said today and talked about these amazing products and changing your health and changing your wealth, and hope you'll make a decision to actually do something different. You know, do something different to have something different, because you deserve
yes.
it, and the people that are in your life deserve it. So, you know, Pam, say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye. Make a decision. Get healthy. Take back your wealth.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. And if you're actually saying, you know what, I can do this, then you are absolutely right. You can do it. If you're saying, you know what, it's my season, everything is working in my favor, then put forth the action to make it your season. Great day, everybody. Be blessed.
Great. For what else? Circumstance says it's already getting better.